Much of the suspense surrounding tomorrow's election revolves around the House of Representatives. Republicans hope that for the first time since 1930, they can hang on to their majority for two consecutive Congresses. Democrats would need a net gain of 19 seats to retake control, and the suspense may not end tomorrow night. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
In a national election where positions in the presidential race have shown little change for months, all across the country, polls have shown the congressional elections tightening. And this is generally seen as good news for Republicans. Neil Newhouse is a GOP pollster.
We're feeling a heck of a lot more positive and optimistic right now than we were a few weeks ago. I think things have turned a little bit, and I think Republicans are going to do very well tomorrow.
The Republican majority in the House has appeared in jeopardy since last winter, when the first of two government shutdowns occurred and Newt Gingrich and other GOP leaders got the brunt of the blame. The 73 Republican freshmen were seen as especially vulnerable. Many won 2 years ago in traditionally Democratic districts by thin margins. When the AFL-CIO announced a $35 million campaign to elect members sympathetic to its agenda, the Republican freshmen were prime targets. Newhouse says that Republicans took months of pummeling from labor TV ads. But since GOP candidates began to put up some resistance in the fall, things have begun looking up.
Earlier stage in the campaign, you just can't sustain the ability to fight back on TV and radio. And once we did fight back, and once we informed voters about who the two candidates were in the race, not just the Republican candidate, but also focused on the Democrat, our numbers improved. So, I mean, when we fight back, we did pretty well.
Republicans have been on the air in the closing days of the campaign, trying to counter the AFL-CIO ads with spots such as this one, running in Arizona's 6th District, where Democrat Steve Owens is trying to unseat Republican incumbent J.D. Hayworth.
The big labor bosses are tax and spend liberals. They fought welfare reform, stopped term limits, blocked a balanced budget. But they're spending big bucks on Steve Owens. The big labor bosses. Big money, big lies, big liberals.
Democratic campaign consultant Peter Fenn doubts there will be much of a national backlash against labor and other interest groups, at least in most of the country.
I guess in some areas it probably will work, in some areas it won't. I mean, that's the, you know, it doesn't work too well in New Jersey, but it might work okay in Arizona.
This has been one of the most expensive congressional contests on record. According to Federal Election Commission figures, House candidates had raised some $374 million as of the middle of October and spent more than $300 million, up substantially from 2 years ago. And that's not counting the millions spent by the AFL-CIO and other outside groups. But both sides agree the climate this year is different than in November 1994, when Republicans picked up 52 seats. This year, Peter Fenn says voters do not have the same anti-incumbent fervor.
I don't hear as much of that this year. There still is the voter cynicism out there, but the sand is shifting beneath the voters' feet a little bit, and they're trying to get their feet on the ground. And so you do not have that, let's get rid of them all sort of notion.
Republican pollster Neil Newhouse compares this election to 1984, when Ronald Reagan won his second term and Democrats kept control of Congress. Now he says it looks as if Bill Clinton will be reelected and Republicans will keep their majority.
When you have the mood of the country being as positive as it is right now, or at least not as negative as it was in 1992, when you have congressional job approval at around 40 or 45%, when a majority of Americans believe they're better off than they were 4 years ago, this is not the kind of mood or political environment for a throw-the-bums-out election.
Newhouse predicts that Republicans will keep control of the House, if narrowly. Fenn says Democrats will pick up just enough seats to retake control. But whether Newt Gingrich or current Minority Leader Dick Gephardt holds the Speaker's gavel in the 105th Congress may not be determined until next month. Because of a redistricting ruling this summer, if no candidate in 13 congressional districts in Texas gets a majority tomorrow, a December runoff will be necessary. That and liberal rules regarding absentee balloting in several western states could keep control of the House up in the air a little bit longer. This is Brian Naylor in Washington.